Hallelujah. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. And we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us on this great full Tuesday morning. And may God continue to bless you and keep you. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you, we glorify you, because you're worthy to be praised. And on this day, God, we come with thankful hearts, Father. We come with gratitude that runs deep, Father, for every single thing that you have done. We simply say thank you for what you are doing. We thank you in advance, Father. We thank you for this platform, this telecommunication sanctuary called the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that we have been empowering and enriching and enhancing lives for over 9 years, Father. I thank you for the yes of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for them, oh God, and I pray that you would just fill them up, God, with every single thing that they need in that, Father, that they will overflow in abundance, the exceedingly in abundant blessings from you, God. We thank you for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family, God. We thank you for each and every family that is represented under the sound of my voice, God. I speak increase and favor and blessings and increase right now in their lives. I speak deliverance. I speak healing. I speak peace. I speak comfort. I speak strength. God, I speak hope. I speak joy, Father. And we just thank you in advance for what you're doing. I ask that you would bless the speaker as they will come forth, oh God. I pray that our ears and our hearts and our eyes will be open to hear what you say, oh God. And that as we go through this day, that we will go with anticipation and expectation that greater and newer things are happening in 2019, God. And we'll be forever grateful to give you the praise. We will be forever grateful to honor you. We will be forever grateful to celebrate you. We will be grateful to give thanks in every single situation that we endure, oh God. Even when it doesn't feel right, we'll just say thank you, God, and know that you have it all in your hands because you know the plans that you have for our lives. And so we thank you, God, and we are grateful. And these things we decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the miraculous, and in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Oh, glory to glory, glory, glory to God. Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
We can. Take it away, Minister Brenda.
Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's have some church this morning, saints. Let's have some church this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Hallelujah. Doing double duty, starting us off, just ushering us into the presence of God with praise and worship, and then starting this call off with that powerful, awesome prayer. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling in this place, in this sanctuary. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Well, let's get this thing started. I already told you who I am. Let me just tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010, and I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for his love, his peace, his joy, all that she mentioned. Hallelujah. And it's reigning within our hearts and our minds. But this call started with these two dynamic women, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're grateful. We're grateful that they said yes to the Master, standing on God's word, Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers, just to glorify his holy name. We have a website that you can go to. It's www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that you have a buffet of messages there where you can always get a word from the Lord and just meditate on what he's saying. You also notice that the bios of our speakers are there. Our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. Now, I know some of you are saying, I'm wanting to start off 2020 with a new dimension, with a new perspective, with a new purpose. You can be a part of the Master's Call. You can greet. You can host. You can give a word. Allow God to use you. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. We also will take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, which we also will do verbally on Fridays. Now, what got us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, which was created by the Diaz de Leon family well over 30 years ago. And now we are under Artist Life with the wonderful, wonderful products, nutritional and healthy products for your body, for your skin, as well as for your soul. Yes, 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 because we do have calls, inspirational calls. We got everything that God has allowed us to have. Get with the person to get more information about these wonderful products and Artist Life, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share with you everything that we have. Now, we do have the new motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And you'll get more information as well. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-6177#. And then if you need a bypass number, it's 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday, where you will definitely get great information today as well. Now, what I'm going to do is get out of the way because we have an awesome speaker. Every time she comes to the forefront of this call, she has a powerful, dynamic word coming straight from the throne room of God. And we're so thankful that she humbles herself before the mighty hand of God. She was born in New York City and is currently residing in Stone Mountain, Georgia. She has received her BS degree as well as her master's degree, and she's an electrical engineer by trade. She is a woman of God who loves to do things with all of God's heart and mind in her body to allow him to use her. Wherever she is, whether it's in her workplace, at home, or here on the Master's Call. And we're thanking God that she has a wonderful son. I'm telling you, he's just like a big teddy bear. His name is Christopher. We love him dearly. He is a strong, powerful young man of God who's doing great and mighty things for the Lord. We thank God that this woman of God has recently been ordained as a prophet. She has her ministry, which is called Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that's aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She has also published a book called When God Bursts the Ministry. You must get that book. We're so thankful to God that she is a part of our great family. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own wonderful, dynamic woman of God, Prophet Kai Brown. Are you there, our dear sister of God?
I am here, our beautiful prayer general. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to our beautiful songbird, for setting the atmosphere and greeting and seating us. And to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank you two so much for trusting me to be able to come before the people of God and for your yes and your obedience to found this call. We give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we just thank him for all that he is doing, all that he has done, and all that he is going to do. And we are just so thankful and so grateful just to be able to be in his presence and receive a word from him. So I'm going to get right into the message today, because I say this is not a series, but we will see what God says by the time we get to the end of our time today. Today's word is entitled, Be Still. It's just that simple, be still. Sometimes we confuse movement for the sake of movement as productivity. But movement for the sake of movement is not productivity. Movement for the sake of movement is simply looking busy. It's putting on a show for others. It's allowing others to see how active you are. It's allowing others to see how important you are. Because if you're moving around and busy and got a lot of activity, people tend to think you're important. But not God. See, because movement for the sake of movement does not allow you to hear what God is saying. So we have to be still to hear the voice of God. We have to be still to make sure that we're understanding what he's directed us to do. We have to be still to make sure that the instruction is clear. Because God is not pleased just because we're moving around, running here and there, to and fro, and we're doing it without any direction. God always tells us in Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. See, our need to just be moving for the sake of movement allows us as human beings to be exalted. But if we are in our stillness and we are receiving direction, and we know that God is God, and we just are still and allow him to show up and show out, then he will be exalted in the earth. See, we sometimes get confused in our desire for people to see us. We think if we're moving around, oh, we must be doing things right because we're in constant motion. No, just means you're in constant motion. God is not impressed. He is not impressed at all. Our extra movement does not make us important, nor does that extra movement mean we are necessary in the process. It just means we are moving. But if we love God and we trust him, then we can be still. Psalms 37 and 7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. It's not about you, not about me. Not about the constant need for movement or activity. But it's about being patient and trusting God. Movement for the sake of movement is unimpressive, unprofitable, and unnecessary. It makes us look busy. But what are we accomplishing in that busyness? What are we accomplishing with that movement? See, movement should have purpose. Movement should be strategic. And until that movement is ordered, ordained, or put forth by God, then we should be still before the presence of the Lord. Now, I know that's hard because waiting is not always easy. But the word is clear. It says, wait, I say, on the Lord. It wasn't an option. It was a command. Wait on him. Be of good courage while you're waiting. Don't complain and murmur during the process of being still. Know that God has a plan for that stillness. And what will get his attention is you being still, prayerful, receiving the instruction, and then acting on it. Because then he understands that he can trust you with it. But if you've always got to be moving around, not still enough to receive the instruction, then how can you follow it? See, that constant need for activity, that constant need to be in motion, that constant need for the attention that all of those things bring, are not about God. It's about exalting ourselves above him. It's about getting the glory for self instead of making sure that everything we do glorifies God. Be still. Because in that stillness, you can receive the direction for the next strategic step he has for you. If we're constantly in motion, how do we ever hear that small, still voice of the Lord? We'd still be standing in the rocks waiting to hear it. We have to make a choice. And I love that God gives us the choice. He didn't have to. When he created the world, he could have said, this is the way it's going to be. But see, God desired that we choose him. And we choose to walk in his path. And the only true way to make that choice is to be still and know that he is who he says that he is. Now, I know still is not always easy. I get that more than most, especially in this season of my life. But I also understand that I'm not going to make a move until God says to make it. And that's because if we think about it, we're more effective if we're moving strategically instead of just moving for the sake of movement. See, because strategic movement means that we've taken the plan that God has placed in us and we're following the steps that he's giving us, and that is creating the activity. Including with our artist life businesses. If we're just running around willy-nilly with no plan from God, then we're just moving. But if we've follow the strategic plan God has given us for our business, then that activity leads to productivity and not just to movement. I don't know about you, I'd rather productivity than simple movement. Productivity is us accomplishing what God has set out for us to accomplish. It is us doing it God's way. So we have to make sure that before we get busy, before we start moving for the sake of moving, that we have decided to be still. So I'm just excited. I have learned to grow excited about stillness. Because it means that I can sit and hear God. He talks to me. Psalm 62:5, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. So we wait in silence for God alone, whom our hope is in. I know it's hard. I do. I do. I understand the difficulty of being still. But Job said in 6:24, teach me and I will be silent. Make me understand how I have gone astray. Teach me and I will be silent. And in that silence, in that stillness, in that time of waiting, God speaks to us and he shows us what we need to see. Do you trust him enough to be still? See, the great I am is there waiting to give us everything that we need. If we can only be still and know who he is and know that he is God. If we trust him, then we know he has a plan for our lives. But we can't even get that plan if we are in constant motion. Be still. So I just, you know, we just have to make sure that our focus is on what God says it needs to be on. And if we're in constant motion, then we don't have focus. We just have movement. Be still. You know, Jesus even spoke to the winds and the waves, rebuked them, and told them to be still, and they were. Peace, be still. There's a peace in stillness. And it's up to us. It's our choice. We get to choose. And having that choice comes from your relationship with him. And he is very clear when he tells us, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Let's not make it about us and us being exalted and us being seen and us being heard. Let's make it about God. And let's be still. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that profound message this morning. I will call you back to close us with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord God, we thank you for being the Almighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for being the King of Glory who will come in our hearts and our minds, our spirit man, Father, and be led by the Spirit of the true and living God. We thank you for this woman of God, Lord, who have poured into us, Lord God, to remind us to be still in you, to hear your voice and be attentive to your call. We thank you, O God, for pouring back blessings, virtues of blessings within Minister Kai and her loved ones, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her going out and her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. We thank you, O God, for the Spirit of truth dwelling within her mind, body, and spirit. We glorify you, Father, for everyone on this call. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to strengthen and keep them in such a great spirit of love, joy, and peace, O God. Because, Lord God, you said as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. We thank you, Father God, for your word because you watch over it to perform it. So we're speaking your word this morning over those that are having health challenges this morning. We're speaking your word over them, calling them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father, you watch over your word to perform it. So thank you for performing your word mightily. And especially, Lord God, we lift up Jerry Lopez before you, God. We call him healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. You said when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. We thank you, Father, for comforting and putting your arms around the bereaved families, oh God. We thank you, Father, for life everlasting in you, Father, because to be absent from the body is to be present with you. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for artist's life and its entirety, blessing the company in every area of its performance, Lord God. And we give your name praise and glory for every good and perfect gift. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this message with someone today, how to be still in Jesus. Hallelujah. Too much movement is not really good. Hallelujah. And that playback number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, next is the new morning motivational call, which is today is Presidential Tuesday, and we will have hosting is Apostle Edith Wells, and then the guest speaker is Manager Laverne Jackson Austin on Never Give Up. Never Give Up. That number again is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, I'm telling you, for allowing God to use you this morning, first in worship and then in greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your heart and your spirit. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai Brown. Thank you for being the blessing that you are and reminding us to be still in Jesus. Hallelujah. We definitely will need that this week on this Thanksgiving week. We so thankful to God for you, allowing God to use you in such a wonderful, wonderful way. I'm asking you, if you would, come back and close us out with the benediction.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, our amazing prayer general, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. We say thank you for your instructions and your direction, Lord, so that we can be still in your presence and receive all that you have for us, and then put our action to it and follow the instructions that you have given us. Lord, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, please continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, O God. We trust you, we love you, and we adore you, O Father. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.